Western ski resorts have been slammed by the poor economy. They're hoping the Olympics will drum up excitement for skiing and snowboarding and get people booking vacations again, but that may be a tall order. An El Nino weather pattern has brought inconsistent snowfall across much of the region. In Colorado, storms have been few and far between, and so far that's kept crowds away from many of the slopes. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports.
Just a few crusty inches of dirty snow lines Main Street in the resort town of Breckenridge, tucked high in the Colorado Rockies. There would normally be a couple feet here this time of year, but then again, it's all about perspective.
Well, we're from Texas, so any snow to us is a lot of snow.
Tourists Andrew Jennings and Katie Washam.
Yeah, we don't have much to compare it to.
So to us, this is a blizzard.
Over at the Chamber of Commerce, President John McMahon also tries to shrug off the thin snowpack.
You know, we're spoiled here in Breckenridge because we're our biggest critics are the locals. And of course, the destination skiers think the snow is fantastic.
A destination skier is a resort's bread and butter. That's where the industry makes most of its money. And McMahon figures some have been staying away because of the economy, not the El Nino winter. Regardless, he's upbeat about a turnaround.
We don't want to be foolishly optimistic, obviously, but at the same time, we are starting to see some patterns come back.
Still, hotel bookings at most resorts in the West continue to be down compared to this time last year, and last year was one of the worst ever for the ski industry.
It's no great joyous event to be struggling to catch up with last year.
Ralph Garrison tracks bookings monthly at the Denver-based Mountain Travel Research Project.
It's almost like jumping the low bar.
But it's not bad everywhere. In fact, business is up at many resorts in the southern part of the country. Some in California and the southern Rockies are even enjoying record snowfall. Klaus Walter is a climatologist at the University of Colorado. He says this is typical for an El Nino winter. The phenomenon can create winners and losers in the ski industry. But he says the losers shouldn't lose hope.
And the northern states, from northern Colorado northward, I would say, you know, just bide your time. And come March and April, you might be looking at some really great late season conditions.
That's because in an El Nino, the storms tend to come back in the late season, especially in the central Rockies and the Northwest.
And if a ski resort is able at all to extend their season, they should sort of be flexible with that.
But unfortunately for resorts in the Rockies, spring is not typically the peak season for business. For Colorado resorts like Copper Mountain, it's midwinter, and it's quiet, but for guests, there's a silver lining.
It's not crowded at all.
Diana Cavanaugh is here from Austin, Texas.
I mean, this is probably the emptiest I've ever seen a ski resort, but it's good for us. We like it this way, so.
She's taking a breather at the bottom of the American Eagle lift.
It is a little icier than I've seen in the past, but I've had worse.
Skiers are eternal optimists. So are resorts. You almost have to be in a business that hedges nearly everything on snowfall. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.